Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Tweet at Miriam O'Cal. Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, my next guest wrote this week in the Irish Times that by admitting to feeling lonely, I feel I'm failing in some way. And by writing that it seems you're not meant to publicly admit to loneliness, Rosita Boland has touched a real chord with so many people across this country who have felt isolated during the current lockdown in particular. Rosita is, of course, a poet, writer and a senior features writer with the Irish Times. And she joins me now. Morning, Rosita.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. Listen, was it difficult to write that article?
Well, I suppose that I knew that it's to admit that you're lonely is an uncomfortable thing to say. And it's also an uncomfortable thing for people to hear because it's a powerful piece of information. But it's not about trying to get a fix for it. It was just about acknowledgement. And 400,000 people live alone in Ireland, according to the last census. I'm just one of them. And I can't be the only one who has gone through three lockdowns living alone and found it more and more difficult, because what we're all experiencing, people who are living alone, is involuntary isolation. And it's very, living alone is one thing, but being loneliness is when you're alone and you don't want to be, and you can't seek company elsewhere, or you can't do the things that you would usually do to assuage loneliness, like, I don't know, going out shopping or sitting in a cafe with a book and being around other people. So that's what is so difficult for me right now, and I'm sure other people too. It's the involuntary isolation.
It was such a powerful article. So many people mentioned it to me as well. I mean, since you wrote that, are you surprised by the reaction to it?
What I was really surprised by, I think, was when I looked at the comments on social media about it, was that it was mostly women who responded. I found that really interesting, because I would have thought that loneliness doesn't have any regard for gender, but it was mostly women who responded, and I just thought that was interesting.
When did loneliness, I mean, because I've interviewed you before, Rosita, you're a great traveller, but when did it really become apparent during this pandemic? Was there a certain moment when you just thought, I really do feel lonely?
Third lockdown. Which is still continuing. I think it all just became, we knew going into this third lockdown that it was going to last for a long time, and it definitely became much more of a challenge in the last few months. So I'm now choosing to think that we're hopefully in the final weeks of this lockdown, that we're not still at the beginning, or we're halfway through, because that would mean another 4 months. So I'm choosing to believe that we're in the final weeks of it. And it has been very hard, really hard.
I love when you said in the article, you know, you're sick of your own company and that you'd quite like a break from yourself.
Well, I am very entertaining and everything, but yeah, I do want a break. I want a break from myself.
Which is just a lovely way of putting it. There is one very moving bit, I thought, where you tell me about in the middle of the night and your worries if anything happened to you.
Well, I wrote about lying awake at night and wondering if I died in my sleep, how long would it be before somebody would find me? Because I haven't been in our Irish Times office for a year. There's colleagues I haven't seen for a year. So where, you know, our social lives have collapsed. There's nothing in our diaries, so there's nowhere to be. So, you know, I am quite a practical person as well. And just wondering, well, how long would it take for somebody to find me? Would it be a couple of days? Would it be a week? And I don't really know what the answer is to that, except it would be a while. And that's a really uncomfortable and hard and strange thing to think about. And yeah, it's for me anyway, the middle of the night when it's dark and everybody else is asleep, it's the worst time, because the morning feels far away, it's dark, and you know, nobody's awake to talk to. You know, you can't really be ringing people at 3 a.m. and you just have to try and deal with your whatever night terrors you have. That's a hard time.
And you also, you know, talk, Rosita, about, you know, the trope that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You regard that as kind of as unhelpful rubbish, really.
It is. I think it's really, I think it's an awful message. It's unhelpful nonsense. You know, before this pandemic, I was already a strong and resilient person. I don't need any more challenges. I just want company. And I don't think it's helpful for people to think that they have to endure difficult things to help make them a better person or stronger character. I mean, sometimes things are just awful and you have to name them and say that they're awful. And there's no, you know, it just acknowledge that things are awful, and actually not everything can be fixed. And I know that we all want each other to be okay, but sometimes we're not all okay all the time. And that's just the fact of it.
And do you think that's why there's a taboo almost about admitting that you're lonely? For someone to admit that they feel lonely, it's like a failure, you say.
Well, I did admit it, so I did manage to manage to say it, and but I'm very clear about one thing, and the pandemic has stolen a year of my life and a year of many other people's lives, but it is not going to steal anything else from me when it's over. I am going to go out in the world. I'm going to reclaim my liberty and my autonomy. I'm going to enjoy myself. I am not going to be marked or defined by what's happened in the last year. I'm going to go forward. It's stolen enough of our time, and it won't steal any more of mine when lockdown is over.
I also think, though, by writing that, Rosita, you've really helped a lot of other people. Like, just, I'll just even bring you one of the many messages I'm getting. Miriam, I can totally relate to Rosita and her fears in the night and loneliness. And it's not just in the pandemic, that you've almost said something that's allowed other people admit to being lonely or not being wanting to be on their own during the pandemic.
Well, I'm really glad about that. And, you know, as I said, 400,000 people live alone, and I can't be the only one who has found it really difficult as the lockdowns have gone on. Yeah, and it is about acknowledgement, really.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that it's, you know, that loneliness is, well, as it's at the moment, it's involuntary in isolation, and just to call it what it is, really, that it's just stating a fact to say that you're lonely when you are.
And of course, you are a great traveller, Rosita, so it won't be long before, when this is all over, which it will be soon, you're back out in the world. Where are you going to do? What are you going to do? What's the first thing you'd love to do?
Oh, well, I love to travel. I love to be elsewhere. And as soon as it is safe to do so, I am going to get on a plane. And I have an agreement with a really good friend of mine that we're going to go to Paris together. And I don't know why that is the place that came into my head. But, you know, almost a year ago, I thought, I just want to sit in the Marais and drink champagne and be out in the world and see beautiful things. And it will be, I've always known that travel is a privilege and never taken for granted. And I will be even more overjoyed to be out in the world again when this is all over, like all of us.
Before I let you go, for anyone listening, I mean, Rosita, you've got a great career. You will be back in the office one day soon. You will be traveling, but maybe not everyone has those opportunities. Maybe they're older or widowed late in their lives. What would you say to them to make them feel better or to try and feel less lonely?
Maybe it's something that other people can do for to people they know who live alone, is just to pick up the phone and call them and talk to them. Because sometimes people who live alone don't always, you know, it's hard to ask for help. So I would say that if you're out there in Ireland and you know somebody who's living alone through lockdown, call them, get in touch with them, talk to them, ask them how they are.
Well, Rosita, my listeners, I'm just going to bring you a few. I love that woman. Her book Elsewhere saw me through the first lockdown and brought me to amazing places. She helps lots of lonely people with her writing and articles. Her thoughts today will help us too, because others don't realise lone living is so hard. That's from Sue. Another, Stella O'Malley goes, it's great to hear Rosita on this morning discussing how difficult loneliness is. Lockdown has been so very hard on too many people. And finally, Rosita, fair play to Rosita Boland, says Mick in Galway. She's so honest and very brave starting this discussion. She's giving a voice to the lonely like the Beatles did with Eleanor Rigby. So Rosita, thanks so much for chatting to me this morning and for writing that article.
Thank you, Miriam.
Yeah, mind yourself. Take care. Let's take a break.
Tweet at Miriam O'Cal. Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
And just back to Rosita, Helen in Limerick says, thanks to Rosita for expressing and normalising what many of us who live alone are feeling.